Hello and welcome to the Westminster Abbey podcast. In this season of Lent, we're exploring a series of statements Jesus makes about himself in the Gospel of John. These seven I am statements help us learn who Jesus is and what it means to follow him as disciples. Today, our reflection for the fourth Sunday of Lent is given by the Reverend Helena Bickley Percival, Sacrist and Minor Canon at the Abbey. A reading from the Gospel of St. John. Again Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
I love being ambushed by light. The extraordinary clarity of light over the sea, the light from the stained glass in the Abbey turning everything it touches into a new and ever-changing piece of art. There are times, however, when the turning on of the light reveals something much less attractive. That bright, unsparing light that reveals every spot, every blemish that we would rather hide in a harsh light. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Sometimes that light is pretty literal. At the Transfiguration, Jesus shone so brightly that the disciples had to look away. But Jesus is never just something to look at, to observe. Jesus is also the light by which we see, the light that shines in the darkness so that we might see all that he has made. And that light is not always as flattering as we might want it to be. Lent calls us to not just look at Christ, but also to look at ourselves. It is a time of self-examination as we seek to discover where we have failed to be like Christ. Yet the light by which we must examine ourselves is not one of our own making. It is the light shone by him who offers us the light of life. It is unsparing, but it also ignores self-doubts and others' prejudices to show us as we are, as beloved children. In the story of the healing of the man born blind, the one considered to have sinned is revealed as the person who can truly see Jesus. Those considered wise are shown to be almost comically incapable of understanding what is happening under their noses. We are called to see ourselves as Jesus sees us, in the uncreated light that shows us both our need for repentance and our belovedness. As we stand in that light this Lent, we are exposed not to be condemned, but that we might be led out of darkness into the light of life.
Thank you for joining us for this reflection. This is part of a series of reflections from Westminster Abbey throughout Lent and Holy Week 2026. To learn more about this season at the Abbey, visit our website at www.westminster-abbey.org/Lent.